I can bust ones off of those no matter what. It was hard fought though, but we do what you got to do.
How you doing? I saw that there was some ice, maybe a little bit on your.
Oh, I'm fine. No, I took a shot in my butt. I'm all right though. I'm fine.
Ryan Jennings said it starts up front. When you guys have to send a guy like Deshaun, maybe come over on that right side to block a little bit. Does that change your offensive threat?
Of course. You know, anytime you gotta go outside necessarily of what you normally want to do. Yeah, it does a little bit, but sometimes it happens like that. I think Barber, got a little flustered early on, but he'll know to clean it up, and he'll have some better nights. It's under his belt, so, we got the win. That's what counts, number one. We'll come out better.
When that does happen, how does it affect you specifically?
Me specifically? On a run play, it doesn't. But on pass plays, just because you got to do a little more, got to be aware a little more. Sometimes it can kind of take you away from your actual protection of what you need to do. But at the end of the day, the backs are the last, we're the last ones, and we got to make sure everything comes out right.
Let's come away with a win, even if you guys feel like you're a little frustrated and not able to get it. You say, well, we learned from all this. Plus, we got to win over the
back. Absolutely. Win is a win. There are going to be those nights. We definitely didn't play as clean offensively as we want to and really come out the way we want to do. But, we got the W, and we finished it. And I think that's big for an offense. It's big against the Bears. It's big. That's a division game. So we knew it was going to be that type of game where we're going to have to fight it out at the end. You can't expect blowouts all the time. We feel like as an offense, we should blow everybody out, but sometimes it's not going to be like that. We'll take it, though.
After last year when the defense maybe couldn't finish off games, how much confidence does this give this offense seeing the performance of them tonight?
I think it's a two-way street. Both sides didn't do necessarily the best that they wanted to last year. So the defense being able to do that and the offense being able to come out before that and do that is big for both sides. It just shows the emphasis that we put on during the offseason and during preseason to be able to do that to finish better. And it's been an objective, and we want to get better. We're going to be in a situation where we're going to have to do that. This is the way this works. So there's going to be another game where we're going to have to either stop somebody or we're going to have to win a game. So we're glad we got this underneath our belt, and it keeps the confidence.
First touchdown of the year, was it just me or were you hanging in the stands for an extended
period? Yeah, they wouldn't let me go. I was trying to tell them. I'm like, all right, let me go. I'm trying to get out, and they were still grabbing me, cheering, but we'll take it. I didn't get penalized or anything like that, but I was trying to get out.
Right. Being a divisional game, was it hard not to put any more stock in this than just week one, just taking it game by game?
No, I don't think you can put any more stock in it. We understand how big this game is. Number one, it's the opener. It's a home opener. You never want to lose at home. You take pride being in Lambeau. And then when you just add on the fact that it's a division rival, prime time, this is why you play the game, for those type of games. So we're happy we came. We knew it was that type of game. Enough respect to the Bears because they came out and they fought. But we got the win.
And how big was it for Aaron to lead a 2-minute drill, come from behind, win? Because there were so many of those games last year that you guys came up short.
I think it's big across the board. Big for the coaches, big for Aaron, big for the confidence of the offense, confidence of him. Because we know he can do it. He has all the tools and he puts in the work, and it's just a matter of us executing. So we need to put him in the best position to do it, because if we protect him, A-Rod, there's nobody that can stop him. So we're able to do it. He's always going to make that throw. Of course, Greg is big play Jennings. So we knew he was going to step up, and we got it done. So it's definitely big. It's great momentum for us.
What was your mindset going into that last drive, considering all the struggles the offense had up until that point?
We got to go get it. I told them, me, A-Rod, and Greg, I went to them and said, before that, I said, it's going to come down to the offense. We're going to have to make a play. We're going to have to do something, and we're going to have to put the ball. And then right before we went out, me and Aaron were staying together. I said, this is why you play the game. Let's go. This is why we do it. He started smiling. He's like, yo, let's go get it. So, you're excited. Anytime it's the offense, anytime you get the ball, you're excited. But, like I said, this is why you play this type of game and be in those type of situations. Guys are going to step up if you're a big playmaker.
Last year, you couldn't win a close game like this. What's the difference?
We executed. We got it done, plain and simple. We get it done. The X is an old part. It's just a matter of executing. But sometimes you just got to knuckle up and just get it done, really. It's going to be a hard-fought game, and you're going to be in some situations.
Is this like getting the monkey off the back a little bit, just winning a close game?
I don't know about the monkey off the back, but it's a start. You always, the wins are hard to come by, so we'll take it and we move forward.
Greg said as a receiver, he likes that play call, the play action going up top. What's your thought process when that play gets called in?
As a running back, I like it too, because I think it, especially if we've been able to and we had a couple of inside run plays, inside zone play where we were able to move the ball a little bit. So we felt like all day they were going to come up, and it was a gutsy call, but we appreciate it by Coach McCarthy, and they flew up. They definitely bid on it. We know that we've got some guys on the outside that are going to be able to make big plays, so all we had to do is protect it up. Yeah, but we got a touchdown, so I'm fine. You know, on hindsight, I probably would have scored as well. But, you know, I let Greg get the touchdown on that play.
That's nice.
But, we called the timeout. They lined up in the wrong. I think Greg did it on purpose probably so that they could change it. Yeah, but it's okay, though, because I got the first touchdown of the season. So. But, yeah, you know, he called the timeout. He changed the play. I thought it was a great play call once he called the timeout. We got it done.
How big was it to get this game and not let this slip away?
You have no idea how big it is. Number one, it's opener. And then to play against a division rival like the Bears, to be able to go 1-0 in the season, 1-0 in the division, it's big. Never want to lose a game on Lambeau. We take pride in that. But to be able to come out the way we did and not play very well, the way our standards, our defense stepped it up. They played hell. Our special teams played wonderful. But offensively, we got to do more. But we'll take a win. And we'll get back to the drawing board. We'll clean some things up the way we need to. But we'll move forward.
What's the Twitter going to be tonight?
Tired. Twitter's going to probably just say I'm tired. Hard fought win. The fans stepped it up. Everybody, so we appreciate it. And on to Cincinnati.